بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, reflecting on the times that we are living today, the times of the coronavirus, inshallah al-musta'an, when this is over and everything is over, nothing lasts, neither good times nor bad times. When things are over, this time will be remembered. Quite literally, this is one of those instances in history which is a defining moment, and this will be used as a reference point for people when they talk about the times. And they will say, like we say, before the World War is now too far back in memory, but people will say before the coronavirus epidemic and after the coronavirus epidemic was finished. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep that time to the minimum between the beginning of the pandemic and its end, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for relief for the whole world and all the people in it. I want to talk to you about two things. One is a very nice message that came to me on WhatsApp, and like most things on WhatsApp which come, I ignore them for a while until I get the same message from trusted sources for obvious reasons, and then once I get that, then I read it. And this is to do, this message was the message that was sent by Bill Gates. And when I got it from a trusted source, I read it and I discovered that it is really something which is worth both reflecting on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant hidayat to him and enable us to always do good for each other, inshallah. I want to just read what Bill Gates said, and then I want to share some of my thoughts with you. Bill Gates said, "The coronavirus is sent to remind us of the important lessons that we seem to have forgotten, and it is up to us if we learn them or not." In an open letter entitled, "What is the coronavirus? COVID-19 virus really teaching us?" he wrote, "I am a strong believer that there is a spiritual purpose behind everything that happens, whether that is what we perceive as being good or being bad. As I meditate upon this, I want to share with you what I feel the coronavirus, COVID-19 virus is really doing to us. Number one, it is reminding us that we are all equal, regardless of our culture, religion, occupation, financial situation, or how famous we are. This disease treats us all equally. Perhaps we should too," meaning we should also treat each other equally. Among the famous people who got it is the wife of the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, and Prince Charles. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure everyone who is affected by it. But the point I'm making is that it's not something that comes only to poor people. It's something that anybody can get, because nobody is immune to it. Point number two, it is reminding us that we are all connected, and something that affects one person has an effect on another. It is reminding us that the false borders that we have put up have little value, as this virus does not need a passport. It is reminding us, by oppressing us for a short time, of those in this world whose whole life is spent in oppression. And that oppression is done by other human beings. Point number three, it is reminding us of how precious our health is and how we have moved to neglect it through eating nutrient-poor manufactured food and drinking water that is contaminated with chemicals upon chemicals. If we don't look after our health, we will, of course, get sick. Number four, It is reminding us of the shortness of life and of what is most important for us to do, which is to help each other, especially those who are old or sick. Our purpose is not to buy toilet paper. Number 5, it is reminding us of how materialistic our society has become and how, when in times of difficulty, we remember that it's the essentials that we need, food, water, medicine, as opposed to the luxuries that we sometimes unnecessarily give value to. So it's not your smartphone that is valuable, but it is this. Number 6, it is reminding us of how important our home and family and life is and how much we have neglected it. It is forcing us back into our houses so we can rebuild them into our home and strengthen our family unit. Number 6, once again, I want to repeat this. It is reminding us of how important our family and home life is and how much we have neglected this. It is forcing us back into our houses so we can rebuild them into our homes and to strengthen our family unit. Number 7, it is reminding us that our true work is not our job and that what we do, not what we were created to do. Our true work is to look after each other, to protect each other, and to be of benefit to one another. Number 8, it is reminding us to keep our egos in check. It is reminding us that no matter how great we think we are, or how great others think we are, a virus can bring our world to a standstill. Number 9, it's reminding us that the power of free will is in our hands. We can choose to cooperate and help each other, to share, to give, to help and to support each other, or we can choose to be selfish, to hoard, to look after only ourselves. Indeed, it is difficulties that bring out our true colors. It is reminding us that we can be patient or we can panic. We can either understand that this type of situation has happened many times before in history and will pass, or we can panic and see it as end of the world and consequently cause ourselves more harm than good. Number 11, it is reminding us that this can either be an end or a new beginning. This can be a time of reflection and understanding where we learn from our mistakes, or it can be the start of a cycle which will continue until we finally learn the lesson we were meant to learn. Number 12, it is reminding us that this earth is sick. It is reminding us that we need to look at the rate of deforestation just as urgently as we look at the speed at which toilet rolls are disappearing off the shelves. We are sick because our home is sick. Number 13, it is reminding us that after every difficulty, there is always ease. SubhanAllah. Ba'ad al-usri yusra. Ajib. Life is cyclical and this is just a phase in this great cycle. We do not need to panic. This too shall pass. Number 14, whereas many see the corona COVID-19 virus as a great disaster, I prefer to see it as a great corrector. It is sent to remind us of the important lessons that we seem to have forgotten, and it is up to us if we will learn them or not. I think that's a very interesting and a very beautiful reminder. May Allah bless the man and guide him to himself. I want to take this a step further now and share with you my reflection, which is that we are all concerned today and we are all very anxious and very stressed out and many of us very fearful about something which is inevitable, which is death. Coronavirus is only a means of that. Coronavirus is a virus which has the potential to kill you. As far as infecting people is concerned, the coronavirus can infect, as we speak, every single human being on the face of the earth because no one has immunity to it. But who it kills and doesn't kill, as far as the statistical rates are concerned, the rate is still about 1%, which means 99 out of 100 people who are affected will get cured. Now that 1%, in terms of absolute numbers, is a humongous number because we are We are 7 billion people on the face of the planet. But in terms of percentages, it's only 1%. But that's not my point. My point is that whether we die of corona, COVID-19 virus, or whether we die of heart disease, or whether we die of diabetes, or whether we die of congestive heart failure, or whether we die because we had a close encounter of the third kind with a truck, or whatever the reason, it's something that death is inevitable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in the Quran, that when the time comes, it will neither will it be postponed, and nor can it come before its time. لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Yet we are worried about this to say, oh my God, what happens if I get it? What happens if I die? What happens? The same thing will happen, which will happen if you die for some other, die because of something else. And die you will, and die I will. What we are not concerned about, and I don't see that many conversations on this, or rather I don't see any conversations on this, which is, that this is something which is suddenly made me think about death, and I need to think about not what will happen in this world when I die, but what will happen to me after I die. When I go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the situation in which I am going to find myself when I am standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What have I sent before me? Today we are worried about, am I wearing a mask? Am I wearing a gown, full overalls, and so on. Especially if I'm in a hospital or something, am I completely protecting myself? And we should worry about this. Please understand, there's nothing, there's no point in, I'm not trying to promote that you behave with bravado and you do not take safety precautions, because that would be foolish. If you did that, you would be endangering not only yourself, but also others. And you have no right to do that. So I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we are worried about that. To say, am I taking all these precautions and so on? But are we thinking that, look, now here is this thing which has the potential to kill me. What have I prepared for my akhirah? What is it that I have done for the time when I will meet Allah? Because the time that I will meet Allah, the fact that I will meet Allah is atal, it is written, it is not going to change. What have I done for that? So once again, even though I began this with Bill Gates' letter, because here is a man who is reflecting on the spiritual aspect of it. But here, once again, what I seem to find is that even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us this opportunity to reflect on ourselves, to reflect on the situation and say, what do I learn from this? Once again, Shaitan has involved us in the here and now, in the present. He's involved us in things that are really not in our control, because even to protect ourselves 100% from this infection is literally impossible. But yet we are involved in that. Instead of looking at ourselves in the future and saying, when I die, whether it is now in the next few weeks thanks to corona infection, or whether it is after many years from now thanks to whatever is going to happen at that time, because something is going to happen, what will I face in the akhirah? Now that is something that I think we should really, really think about. And for that, I want to end with this beautiful hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that in his journey of Isra wal Mi'raj, he met Ibrahim Alayhi Salam. And Ibrahim Alayhi Salam said to him, Ibrahim Alayhi Salam said, I send salam on your ummah. Ya Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I send salam on your ummah. Tell them that Jannah is a beautiful place. But he said, tell them also that Jannah has soil which is beautiful, which is very fertile,
which can grow anything, but it is one flat, barren plain. There is nothing on it. So tell your Ummah that they have to plant the trees in Jannah. And Rasulullah said, what are the trees in Jannah? How do they do that? Ibrahim alayhi salam said, tell them the trees in Jannah are Subhanallahi, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. This is the tree of Jannah. He said, tell them to recite this and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will plant for them trees in Jannah. There's another beautiful hadith in the same way, which Rasulullah said to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He found him and Abu Huraira was planting something. He asked him, what are you doing? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm planting a tree. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I tell you a much better and more beautiful tree that you can plant? And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, please tell me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say Subhanallahi wa alhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wa allahu akbar, and Allah will plant for you a tree in Jannah. My brothers and sisters, let us take this wonderful opportunity, alhamdulillah, of being at home, of being forced to be at home, to connect with our families, to build relationship with our families, and sit with our families and reflect on the future, and by future I mean the akhir. Let each one of us sit and reflect and think and say, what is it that I can do? What am I doing for my akhirah? And what do I need to do for my akhirah? Sit with your wife and children and husband and sit with whoever is in your home and talk about the akhirah, which is something that we are going to, whether it is for this reason or that reason. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.